Ich bin für mich zu haben Lutz zum Schein mein Schein der Rifkas mein Schein so so nach mein Schein das für Schlein mein Schein mein Malcolm in Brach was Malcolm und Gisbert von Gildina and it's just for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. Okay. We're holding Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yudalet continuing on in the Kiddush. So now we've poured our cup. We know what kind of cup we have to pour. We know how much we have to drink. And we make Kiddush. And after we make Kiddush, that's what we're up to. Says the Mechaber, Sif Yudalet. Im loy toyim ha-makadosh, the person making the Kiddush didn't taste the wine at all. So yesterday we learned that the guy making the Kiddush has to drink Maloy Lugmav. He didn't taste it at all. V'toyam echad mehamisubin k'maloy Lugmav. One of the people who was listening to the Kiddush, who being yotze with the Kiddush, drinks the Maloy Lugmav. Yotza, you are Yotza. However, as we mentioned yesterday, this is not the lechatchila. The lechatchila is that the person making the kiddush should drink a melel lugmav. Let's pause here for a moment and see the Mishnah Berurah. Echad ha-mesubin, the kevin shamesubin shami mitchila es habracha. Since the people heard the bracha, v'hu kivin aleim leitzia, and the person making the kiddush has to have is having a mind to be yotza them, to be mitzi them. Mahani to imasan lekulam, so them tasting the wine instead of him also works. Aval im asa shasa achash like kivin alaba bracha. What happens if I make kiddush and then some guy walks into the room? I didn't even know he's there. He's not one of the people that had in mind to be mitzi. But oisach a beirach mechadish. He makes a beir priyagof and now drinks the wine. Mashrish ain yotze b'timas. That doesn't help. That would be similar to a case that the kais got poured out, which we're going to see in a little bit further on in this siman. So what's he saying over here? He's saying over here that it seems, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the way the Mechaber is saying it, it's echad me'amisubin, one of the people that are there part of the meal. One of the people that we were having in mind to be yaitza drank the Maloy Lugmav instead of the guy who's making it the Kiddush. But the Yeved, you were Yotza as well. So now let's go back to the Mechaber. So that case, the first case was, the guy made the Kiddush, he didn't drink at all, and he gave it over to one of the Mesubin who drinks a Maloy Lugmav. Now, the Ein Shtiyas Shnayim, it's the reference Maloy Lugmav. Okay? The Mechaber says, you can't have two people each drink a half of Maloy Lugmav in order to hit your Maloy Lugmav. So he said, but the Yeved, it's okay. The guy didn't make the kiddush. Somebody else drank the Maloy Lugmav. Okay, you, the Yavid, you're right. However, you can't go ahead and split that Maloy Lugmav into two different people. When we call Makam, says the Mechaber, Mitzvah min amufcher, as we said already, Shiat amukulam, that they should all go, that the, everybody should taste, this we didn't talk about yet, I'm sorry. Although you need one person to drink the Maloy Lugmav, according to the Mechaber, ideally that person should be the guy making the Kiddush. Second choice is that somebody else drinks the Maloy Lugmav. But besides that, everybody should taste a little bit of the wine. Let's stop here and see the Mishnah Berurah. The HDS, you can't split the Maloy Lugmav between two people. The Be'inam, Shiyitim Ba'atzmai, either he himself, or one of them, what did we say yesterday? What's the reason behind the Maloy Lugmav? The Maloy Lugmav is an amount that's considered a chashav an amount, number one. Number two, it's an amount that pacifies, satisfies a person. Splitting the Maloy Lugmav between two people doesn't help. Then the Mechaber said, the mitzvah amufcha is that each person should at least taste. So one guy should drink the Maloy Lugmav, preferably the guy who made the Kiddush, but everybody there should at least taste it. Hey, new team of Alma, they don't have to drink, just the taste. And tzarech Maloy Lugmav rak le'echad, only one person has to do the Maloy Lugmav. Because of Amagan Avram, the mishi yesh le'yayim me'yat, somebody has very little wine, mutav she'yitoim echad b'kashir, v'amasubu le'itamikal, you have a very limited amount of wine, and we discussed these different options, you have a very limited amount of wine, then it's better, leave out the mitzvah and amufcha that everybody should taste the wine, better that he should drink a Maloy Lugmav and leave over enough wine for Havdalah, for Kiddush by day, Kiddush Yishar, and Noslam, Machal, Kiddush, I love Dolly, should have left over. Okay, so that was the first part, the Shita of the Mechaber. Okay? The Yeshayimer, however, there are those who hold the Kevon Shebein Kulam Ta'ami Kamalai Lugmav Yatsu. So though the Mechaber said in his Shita that if One, if you go ahead and you split the Malay Lugmav, it doesn't work. There's a Yeshayim that holds that you could split it up. So, meaning that if you have five people sitting around the table and they each drink a fifth of a Malay Lugmav, you would be Yaitza. The Shtiyas Kulam Mitztarefes L'Kasher, that the combination adds up to that the combination adds up to the share. Okay, so now we have a yesh oimrim that's a completely extreme that we can even split the malay lugma. However, okay, that you at least need that the guy who made the kiddush should taste a little bit wine. Remember, that's the mechaber said that if the guy didn't taste it at all and somebody else drank the malay lugma, works. So now we have the goyim who say that that doesn't work. You need that the guy v'roy. How we should be chayshish to their things and the per their shita and the person making the kiddush chalapachas taste it. This rule that the Goyim say that the guy making the Kiddush has to taste it, that's only by Kiddush. When it comes to other things, Birchas Hamazon and the Kaishal Bracha by benching and things like that, they don't hold that shita. We'll discuss that at a different time. Let's see the Mishabur. Sheitamu Kulam. I'm sorry, we did that already. The Kevin Shabbat Kulam, we had this other Yeshayim that as long as amongst all the people making Kiddush, it adds up to a. To, listening to Kiddush, it adds up to Malay Lugmav. Hainu B'diavad. This is also obviously only B'diavad. Everyone agrees that the person making the kiddush has to drink the malay lugmav. We said it's good to be chayshish to the shita of the goyim. With the evet, his schemu harb achronim that many achronim agreed that filishtias kolam mesubim mitzdar from the malay lugmav. If you had a situation that combined everybody drank a malay lugmav, you were yaitza. Achshalay yisha al yedei shtias kulam yaitza with achilas pras. You still have to have. We learned it yesterday that the maximum time you can have is Kedei Achilas Pras for the drinking of the Malay Lugmav. So if I'm going to be Yotza my Malay Lugmav by all the people around my table, each taking a little taste, I have to still adhere to that timetable and get it done. The Dafka B'Kiddush was only by Kiddush that the Goyim say that you need the person making the Kiddush to taste. The Iker Mitzvah of Kiddush, as we learned previously, is a Daraisa. The Chachamim said do it on wine, but since the Iker Mitzvah is a Daraisa, we are choishish that we should be more machmer, and therefore the guy making the Kiddush should preferably drink that Malay Lugmav. Let's start with Sif Tezvav. Kiddush, the guy makes Kiddush, but Kodim Shetayim, before he tasted the wine, Hifsik B'Dibur, he decides to have a conversation with someone. So what should you do? Chayza umavarach priyar gafen. The boyer priyar gafen, he has to make again. Remember, we've discussed this previously. Really, in Kiddush, there's two parts. There's the Kiddush, and there's the boyer priyar gafen. Technically, you don't need the boyer priyar gafen for the Kiddush. You need the boyer priyar gafen in order to drink the wine. But if, like we learned earlier, that if somebody was a mill of a Suda and then he stopped to make Kiddush, he doesn't make another Bayer Priya Gafen, right? So you don't need a Bayer, the Bayer Priya Gafen is not an essential part of the Kiddush. However, if you make a Birchas on a hen and you make a Bracha and then you mafsik, you got to make a new Bracha. So says the Mechaber, in this case, Chayzim Uvarach Bayer Priya Gafen. The Bayer Priya Gafen, you have to make again. However, you don't have to make Kiddush again because the Kiddush, you were Yotze, you made Kiddush Alayayin. You just can't drink because you were Mafsik. Let's see, Mishabur, Hivsabi, you spoke out. If it's something that has to do with the meal, let's say it has something to do with the Kiddush, right? So you want to give the other people around the table and you see there's no other cups. So you say, please bring me cups. Again, you shouldn't do this. But if you did it, like have a Hefsik, but the Yevet, ain't it Sarach Lach Savarach. So if you're Hefsik, had to do with the drinking, that's not considered being Masiach Das, that's not considered a Hefsik. Of course, you shouldn't talk out between any Birchas Hayhen and eating. It's preferable not to. However, that would not be considered a Hefsik. A Hefsik over here is, you made Kiddush, and then you turned around to your friend and say, hey, how was your week? Oh, now you got to make a new Birchas Hayhen. However, the Ein Tzarich Lachzor L'Kaddish, Kiddush, you don't have to make again. Why? The Hefsik Ein Megareya El Birchas Bayer Priya Gafen. The Hefsik only messes up your Bayer Priya Gafen. Nei Shesach Bein Brach L'Tima, because you spoke out between the Bracha and the tasting of the wine. Aval HaKiddush Kvar Yotze, you were Yotze of Kiddush, Hayala Kais Kedin, it was a proper Kiddush. V'yishtana Ata Acha HaBracha, V'yishtana Ata Acha HaBracha, not V'yishtana, V'yishtana, you should drink after you make the bracha, so make a new bar priya gafen, and then you can drink. Let's go back to the mechaber now. Now we v'hu adin, the same halacha will apply. Im nishpach hakoyish kaim sheyitam imani. You went ahead and you made kiddush, And then you drop the cup by mistake. So now the wine that you will see, there's an exception to this rule, but let's go with the basic. The wine you made Kiddush on spilled out. The wine I made my Beri Priya Gafen on spilled out. It's no longer here. So therefore, what do I have to do? I'm Mevarech Beri Priya Gafen. I have to make a new Beri Priya Gafen. It's a Lach Tzel Kaddish. However, my Kiddush Alayai, and I was Yotze, I don't have to make a new Kiddush. Umevarech. Why do you have to make a new Beri Priya Gafen? In this case, again, we're talking, I made Kiddush, and then I dropped the Kais. It fell down. Kais number two was not part of my Kavana when I made Beri Priya Gafen. So what happens, and here, as I told you, is the exception, that the Mechaber is talking about a case that I made Kiddush, and my intention was to only drink that cup of wine. I'm going to drink my wine that's in my cup. I have no intention of drinking any other wine during the meal. But what happens? My intention was to drink other wine during the meal, and it's Sarach Levarach Beri Gafen. I don't have to make a new Beri Priya Gafen. Ela Yishta take of Kaisacha B'lay Bracha. Quickly pour another Kais and make and drink. Ubavach Shalai Yafsik B'Dibish. Just don't make any Hafsik. The Ain It Sarach Lachsel Kaddish. You don't have to make Kiddush again. The Kavich a Kiddush B'Chilal Yain Kedin. Since I made Kiddush properly, the Gam Toim Kishir, and I did taste the Maloy Lugmav and Chanama from a new cup. And even though I did not drink from the wine that the Kiddush was made on, I'm Yotze. So there's now three separate things. This Kiddush, alayayin, there's Birchas Hanehanin, and there's drinking with regards to my Birchas Hanehanin, and with regards to Kiddush, you also have to drink. So as long as I accomplish all of them, even if it was done separately on two different cups, I'm fine. However, we got to be careful. I was a Mesiach Das. Remember, Kiddush al Yayin requires the drinking of the Maloy Lugmav. So if I go ahead and I make Kiddush and my cup falls down, right? I have no intention of drinking other wine. My cup falls down. And now I don't have that wine. So if I have another bottle of wine right there, pour it, drink, right? Either make a Beri Priya Gafen or not, depending if I intended to drink more wine. And I was Yotze the drinking of wine, Benegea to the Kiddush, even though it was not the same Kais. But what happens if I make Kiddush and then I drop my Kais, and now I go ahead and I'm upset at myself, I drop it, I go out of the room, I'm like, I can't believe I'm going to go change my clothes, I spilled all over myself, and then I come back, I'm like, hold on, I didn't drink and I didn't, so now my Kiddush was also no good, okay? Now, the Mishabur over here is going to go into other cases that are similar to this, that are negeya to this same halacha. Okay, so far it was very clear. In Kiddush, however, in Kiddush al Kais v'Savet Shu Yain, what happens? I made Kiddush, I thought it's wine. Now I find out it's vinegar or water. I got to make another Kiddush. Remember, I need Kiddush al Yayin. I need to drink wine afterwards. Two separate things, but they both have to happen. Over here, I did not make Kiddush al Yayin. The Kiddush al Yayin. I didn't make Kiddush al Yayin. What happens? I made this Kiddush on a cup of vinegar, right? So, but my intention was to drink more wine. Ain't it Sarach Levarach Beri Priya Gafen Kadel Rak LeKaddish. I only have to, in that case, I had another bottle of wine that I planned on drinking. I didn't make Kiddush al Yayin because I didn't have Yayin in my case. But Kiddush Beri Priya Gafen, I don't have to make again. So in this case, I would have to make Kiddush again. I would not have to make Beri Priya Gafen again. This that I told you that you have to make Kiddush again is you discover that what was in your cup doesn't classify as wine as all at all. What happens if you found it to be beer? Or anything else that you really technically could use for Kiddush? And it's Sarach LeKiddush. So what happens? L'chatchila, we don't do beer for Kiddush, right? We do it for Avdolah. But you could make Kiddush on beer. So what happens? I picked up my cup. I made a Beri Priya Gafen. I thought it's wine. I tasted it's beer. So I got to make a shehako because it's beer. But Kiddush al Yayin or Kiddush al Kais, I was Yotze because it is Chamar Medina. Therefore, in that case, you don't have to make Kiddush again. Okay? The Tzarech LeKaddish Shein, this, when do you have to make Kiddush again? There was no. Okay, no, let's pause over here. We're going to do this part tomorrow. But let's just recap the aside this so this way. We'll remember it and we'll be able to understand tomorrow. The aside this is as follows. I have a couple of rules here. I gotta make Kiddush al Hayayin, and I also have to drink wine. Okay? It does so as long as I make Kiddush al Hayayin, even if ultimately my drinking, if I wasn't mafsik between it, what drinking was a different wine, I'm fine, because I satisfied my making Kiddush, I satisfied making my drinking a wine. If I was mafsik, then it's no good, because it wasn't the Kiddush al Hayayin and the tasting all has to be one thing. But if I didn't make Kiddush al Hayayin, right, because what was in my cup was not Yayin, and it wasn't one of those drinks that could be used for Kiddush, I was also not Yaitza, so therefore you would have to make Kiddush again. The Birchas Nehanin is a separate part. I have to have the Birchas Nehanin in order to drink, but it's not totally the Kiddush. So if I did Kiddush al Yayin, but my Birchas Nehanin was wrong because I dropped my cup, or I made a Bayer Pri HaGafen and it's really a Shahakal, or I made a Shahakal, well, Shahakal would work. I made a Bayer Pri HaGafen and it's really Shahakal because it's beer. I just have to make a new Birchas Nehanin. My Kiddush was good. So you have to break these things down, look at them separately, and you'll always know what to do. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Amir Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.